Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.
Are you hungry?
Bruce, you're making us hungry.
I am dining out.
You're dining out with Bruce Newberry.
You're a food dude.
I'm very happy to be here dining out with Bruce Newberry.
That should be your name, the food dude.
Hello again from the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro. Welcome to the tastiest talk show on the radio. At our Vermont home, the Wayberry Inn, we're here in the living room as the sun comes out. And Chef Antonio, good to be with you. Good to pull you out of the kitchen for a few minutes.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Good to have you. This is it, the mother of all days, Mother's Day 2024. And what could be better than a Mother's Day brunch buffet at the Wayberry?
Yep, we're open 10 to 2 for the buffet, and then we also have a dinner service that night.
That's great, too, because sometimes, look, with everybody scattered to the winds, time is sometimes a commodity. So would love to have you for the buffet from 10 to 2. But if your schedule is better for a Mother's Day evening dinner, we've got that served with a very special menu. But let's talk about the buffet. What would you say is a couple of highlights, a couple of landmarks of that buffet that we should visit first?
Well, some of my favorite things on here are the smoked pork belly we're carving. We also have a beef tenderloin on that station. Donna's doing her famous Eggs Benedict. We're going to do a smoked salmon cake on there. And we're also doing a roasted potato and ramp hash and some fiddleheads and green beans. So we're keeping a lot of seasonal items for the spring. It's going to be really nice. And I think the highlight of the buffet is going to be the duck confit.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that is something that is very, very exciting. Just talk about how we're gonna enjoy that. What is that duck confit in?
Yep, so we'll render off some of the excess fat on the duck, and then we'll slowly cook the legs and the thighs in that fat. And it creates this really tender kind of fall-off-the-bone texture on the duck, and it's very savory. We're serving that in a lemon rosemary sauce with cherry tomatoes.
So there's some bright notes as well. There's nothing like a well-cooked duck confit. It's just a delight. And that's just one of the highlights. We've got how many carving stations?
We'll have two set up. We have the tenderloin on both, and we also have the house-smoked pork belly. So that's our ginger and orange cured bacon.
Oh, yeah. We've got just all kinds of things to celebrate spring. And Mom, we've got an interesting soup in there.
Yep, we're going to do a carrot ginger soup served, as is our tradition here. But if people are sort of feeling a more breakfast vibe, we'll offer the option of scones and muffins. So it really depends on what time you come and what you want. But that carrot ginger soup is it's a really nice spring soup. It's very vibrant, with young carrots, really, really sweet and nice.
The young carrots were really, really excellent, and it's always just a great sign that spring has returned when we have some of the early things out of the ground, like the fiddleheads.
Yeah, absolutely. I went down, through the neighborhood and combed the river banks, and I picked probably 6 pounds now, and there's still some coming up in the mountain, so I'm going to be out there. Same thing with the ramps. They're coming from our environment here. They're coming from our ecosystem, sustainably harvest. And Elephant Mountain is where to go.
It's so exciting when you talk about it. That really makes some great table talk when you're sitting there and you realize that this actually was picked not very, very far away from where we're sitting at the Wayberry Inn.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing I've always liked to do is just go out there and forage. And it just kind of brings you a little closer to the food cycle and to your home.
Oh, man, so great. Brunch at the Wayberry Inn, 10 to 2. Reservations, 802-388-4015. Now, what about for the kids?
We're going to offer a kids menu. We have, it's pretty standard fare. We're going to do a 5-ounce cheeseburger. We're going to have some mac and cheese. And this is all off a menu, so you'll order this. And then we also have, some cheese omelets or scrambled eggs with toast, chicken fingers, the things that kids like.
Things the kids like. And then the other thing the kids like and everybody likes, the desserts.
Yeah, this is always what everyone's waiting to hear is we always leave it till the end. But Donna's, again, going to have a excellent spread. We're doing a pot de creme this year, which is a very smooth chocolate custard. She's going to have cream puffs, of course. She's doing a strawberry rhubarb pie, which will be excellent because that rhubarb is just coming into season now. chocolate-filled pecan macarons, and traditional carrot cake. All sorts of little surprises. I'm not going to give it all away, but those are the highlights, I think.
You're not going to be disappointed for sure, and leave room on that plate and take a separate plate for those desserts because they are just so, so well worth it. And that's the brunch buffet. Now, for dinner, we're going to have a served plated menu, a regular menu. Excellent.
It'll be the regular menu. Yep. And we have some events going on that night, so there's limited reservations. So if you want to come in, I would recommend calling and getting a spot now. You know, this is the kind of holiday where typically the sons and the fathers make the reservations, so we still have a lot of openings here.
Yes, because the sons are, the guys are not as good at making these reservations for sure. So get on it, friends and guys, and let us know. We would love to welcome you for dinner, limited space with a regular menu. And of course, the brunch buffet where you have the run of the place. It's going to be just spectacular. And everything that you remember about a brunch buffet at the Wayberry Inn. So here's the number, 802-388-4015. Make those reservations for Mother's Day because time is really running out. It is so, so adventurous and so much of a great surprise to look over the specials night after night that are coming out of that kitchen.
Yeah, we've been sort of pushing the envelope here. I've been trying some of my old tricks that I've kind of kept in my pocket while I settle in here. One of the things that I think you missed was last week we did this cod special that I'm very excited about, and it's cod au nage, which is poached in a flavorful broth and then plated in a kind of refined broth. And we're doing saffron chili, so it's this nice yellow, kind of spicy, but savory broth, and then the cod, some couscous, spinach, and I made a shrimp espuma, which is a culinary foam, to top it off, which is really, it's got a lot of flavor in the texture. It just adds a lot to the dish. So we're looking to the new menu. You know, we're trying to play with some stuff, and you can expect to see some changes soon. I know I've been saying that for, it seems like months now, but it's been busy.
Well, you'll just be amazed at some of the things that are going to come out of that kitchen, and be sure to look over that specials menu as you come in night after night and have dinner with us here at the Wayberry Inn, because you'll just be so pleased and delighted, and you'll be talking about it until you come back, and we hope you'll come back often. Exciting times here at the Wayberry Inn, and we would love to welcome you, and it's easy enough to make a reservation at 802-388-4015. Did I leave anything out?
I think that's it, Bruce. You got it all.
Right. Well, it's always great to be here and to make sure that we get everything and take everything in, because that's what you do. And everyone looks around and has the same reaction to the lodging, the dinner, the service, and the hospitality here at the Wayberry Inn. So come and spend some time with us. 802-388-4015 for a Mother's Day reservation. Chef Antonio, our best to you and Donna and Christian and Jeremy and everyone in that kitchen.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Food Dude, Bruce Newberry.
The Country Christmas Loft is back and counting down. Mother's Day, May 12th. Cards, garden gifts, mom gifts, from a mama duck to a hummingbird feeder. Memorial Day, May 27th. Decorations. We have a red, white, and blue tree. Cutting edge to traditional, right down to the bunting. We are Country Christmas Loft, 3155 Shelburne Road in Shelburne. By the way, ho, 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 we're almost halfway there. You're welcome. The Country Christmas Loft. Open now. Hey, the Food Dude's official coffee, Vermont Coffee Company. Love our coffee collections. Coffee lovers love Vermont Coffee Company. The breakfast blend at the inn, the French country blend in the Food Dude kitchen, or these days, the Italian Rustica is kind of elbowing out that French country blend. And of course, my go-to, the espresso roast. You can order direct, get on a subscription, visit stonewallkitchens.com. That's who sends it out. It is still roasted in Middlebury, Vermont. Let me tell you a little bit more about the Italian Rustica. If I might, I was just introduced to this, and it is a fave. I'll tell you what, deep notes of spice and cacao, it's smoky, it's dark roast, and it'll transport you to a cozy European cafe with every brew. Now, like all Vermont Coffee Company coffees, it's ethically sourced and sustainably slow roasted, 100% Arabica organic coffee beans, and each cup of the Italian Rustica or the Breakfast Blend or any of the Vermont Coffee Company coffees. USDA organic, certified. Why don't you visit stonewallkitchens.com? Use the promo code FOODDUDE and join me in a cup. Yes, there's plenty of room. Vermont Coffee Company. I'm allowed one dad joke per show. The Food Dude's official coffee. Well, you know me, and as the Food Dude, I'm always sending you places that are worth your time and money. Well, let's talk about another place that's worth your time, and especially your money, Green Mountain Credit Union, located in South Burlington, Berlin, and Rutland. And may I be the first to tell you about a certificate of deposit special. Go into Green Mountain Credit Union, open a certificate of deposit, and you'll get an annual yield of 5.22% on an 11-month certificate of deposit. Or open a Green Mountain Credit Union Individual Retirement Account Share Certificate with an annual percentage yield of 5.22%. There's a minimum deposit of $500. Wouldn't this be the perfect place to park that tax refund? Financial experts say, pay yourself first. Put your money to work for you with this certificate of deposit special only from Green Mountain Credit Union. Insured by NCUA to $250,000 per individual, Green Mountain Credit Union, South Burlington, Berlin, and Rutland. In the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro, brought to you by Perella's Ristorante. Over 30 years in the East Bay, Lou Perella welcomes you. By Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for over 100 years. And by Palmer River Grill, where the Gorman family welcomes you. 382 Market Street, Warren, Rhode Island. On the tastiest talk show this weekend, brought to you by the Wayberry Inn. Mother's Day, 802-388-4015. And the cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream Scoop Shop, scoops and soups, cones and coffee, where every day is special on Williston Road at Commerce Street. We are here in the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro. Big weekend. Spirit of Ethan Allen set sail on Lake Champlain, doing its luncheon cruises and dinner cruises and dance cruises and cruises and all of that. As they say, for an unforgettable experience, just add water. And joining me on the line from Dockside at the Spirit of Ethan Allen is Mike Shea. Mike, nice to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Year 41 is beginning for us now today.
Oh, man, isn't that great? 41 years. Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you.
And the first voyage went out already.
It did. We were scheduled with 18 people, and 43 people showed up ready to go. They knew it was the first cruise of the year. They're shouting, maiden voyage. out they went. They were real happy to get out and feel the lake again. A few of them were Vermonters.
Oh, that's great. Boy, you know, I think there's something going on this year, Mike. Everybody wants to get in on everything. There is just so much, I don't know, people are just jumping up and down to get out. So I'm delighted that 43 showed up and you thought it was going to be 18. But man, oh man, at the same time, I'm not surprised. I think it's going to be that kind of season for you.
We hope so, as long as it's not a season like last year where it's cold and rainy three quarters of the summer.
Oof. It's interesting because I was having a similar conversation with somebody about the beach the other day, and there's on a day kind of like this, it's a little overcast and we got a ceiling coming down and stuff like that. Certain people like the beach, and if you came to enjoy the beach and enjoy the lake, you're going to take it in regardless, but you're right. You're not going to sit out there and have the blanket on and all that. Now, that having been said, on the Spirit of Ethan Allen, there are plenty of things to do to make it a pleasant trip regardless of the weather, right?
Correct. We have, could tell you a different type of cruises we have?
Yeah.
Well, we have our scenic narrated cruise, which is out there right now. It's an hour and a half narrated, tells you some of the history, the rich history of the lake from different standpoints, from being the birthplace of the United States Navy, where Burlington was once the largest lumber port in the United States here as we fueled the westward expansion during our American history, to just things you're looking at. So people enjoy that. During the day, we have a lunch. Monday through Saturday, it's an hour and a half cruise while you listen to the same narration on one deck, and other people are up on another deck. They have a different menu. Sundays, we have our Sunday brunch, same thing, 12 to 1:30. And that one, that first one tomorrow is already happening. And we had it predicted at 20, and I think it's 61 right now.
Wow.
So people want to get out on the lake. In the evening, we have sunset cruises 7 days a week. We have Sunday through Wednesdays, a Sound of Summers dinner cruise with DJ, dancing, plated meal. Saturday is Captain's Dinner with a DJ, plated meal, and Friday is our ever popular lobster dinner cruise with a DJ.
Yeah.
So every night, DJ, dancing, and good things to eat.
It's great. And can I tell you, we were talking about your menu on the Food Dude show a little earlier today, and I have to say that the menu choices really, really put confidence in that captain. Because you're serving salsas, you're serving sauces. So that tells me that you've got a smooth sail, almost assured, because nothing's going to spill.
So I can copy that. Sure, a smooth, sure to sail, no rain, right? Correct?
Right.
So, we did all new menus this year.
Oh, did you?
We had kind of sort of altered things a little bit for the virus, and then all of a sudden this winter we looked at it, I said the virus is over, let's get back to get plated meals out, let's change some menus around. We created a couple of new menus we call mix and mingle.
Yeah,
they're for events where people come down on the boat and they might have a party, and what the idea is, instead of you go to an event and everybody sits down and, you know, you talk to three or four or five people around you for the next 2.5 hours. It's kind of a stand-up event with tables and chairs available with DJ, but it's more appetizers. We have hot apps. We have pass appetizers. We have a carving station where the chef always carving up. We'll usually take some fruits, watermelon, carve them up, make something interesting. People enjoy watching it. So the idea is that people mix and mingle, and they're talking with grandma, old grandpa over here, here's the uncle, here's the brothers and sisters. They move around. People were asking that from us, so we changed it around. We got some great new menus.
Oh, man, that sounds great. We would love to be able to put this show right on the deck of the Spirit of Ethan Allen.
Come on up.
What do you think?
Come on up. We'd love to host you on a Saturday.
That would be great. All right, we've got to work. I'm in this trailer today, Mike. Mike Shea from the Spirit of Ethan Allen. I'm in this down here at the A&W in Middlebury in our what we call our Chrome Cube. It's a custom made trailer, and I don't know if we could haul that on the deck, but you know what? I'm sure it would be very, very comfortable to be there on the deck with you. And have some fun. All right, we'll try to figure that out one of these Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be great. We don't want to take up room for paying customers and all. So we'll make sure that we do the right thing, help you sell some tickets and things like that. So we'll work on that. All right, that's on the.
Okay, you give me a call. It'll be a great place, and I'm sure some people will come out and visit with you on Lake Champlain. If you bring all your guests, would be complimentary that day.
Oh man. Oh, whoa, all right. Hang on. Mike just made us an offer.
There we go. So you just have them come on out, and you can have them sitting around. You'll put you on a deck, and they can join and listen to you, get to know you, and talk with other people on the radio.
All right. We'll have to do it. We'll do seven stranded castaways that can come and...
It's not a 3-hour cruise. It's an hour and a half cruise, but we can take care of you.
All right. That sounds good. Well, we're going to do it. You know what? For sure, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be close by you in June. We're booked in to do the Burlington Wine and Food Festival again this year. And
okay.
That's on June 22nd. So I will make it my business to come see you between now and then. But we'll be at least on the waterfront because we'll be at Hula Lakeside on June 22nd. But for sure. Now, you sail 7 days a week, Mike?
7 days a week, all the way until we get into the fall when we're doing our Harvest Moon dinner cruise in the evening. We offer a traditional Thanksgiving dinner to a lot of our motor coach senior citizen visitors, people that come to Vermont to see the leaves and everything from all over the world. We offer our traditional Thanksgiving dinner. We call it a Harvest Moon dinner cruise.
And when
people really enjoy it because some people never had a Thanksgiving dinner before.
Well, there you go, right? Hey, that sounds like a great time. How far away do people come and cruise with you, Mike?
Oh, God, we get them from all over the world, and sometimes I can't tell actually what country they are from. I just see the way their language, the way they speak, the way they dress. But we have people come, because everybody loves water.
Right.
And in a tourism, the number one attraction, believe it or not, is shopping. But number four, and they did a study and lived in Vermont 42 years ago, is a water experience. And look at the beautiful lake. We have the Lake Champlain. So people come out here to enjoy Lake Champlain.
Oh,
and it's an experience to come out here. And so we attract people from all over the world. You know, we're a global company now, a global world.
Well, we are a global world, and we are a global destination, and we've always known that people come and visit with us in Vermont from all over the world, literally, and I'm not surprised that they would seek you out as a real unique experience. I was saying at the top of the show, Mike, we were talking about how we were going to chat together. This is the kind of thing that you bring people who are visiting. You know, you have visitors and company that, you know, crashes in on you. Hey, you're up there in Vermont. We're going to come visit from New Jersey or wherever.
And they do.
And oh, absolutely. And this is the perfect place to bring somebody who is visiting from away to give them just a unique Vermont experience and a little bit of a nautical experience that you may not associate with Vermont, but it is the real deal for sure.
That's right.
Hey, that's
right.
Great. Mike, how can we find out more? How can we make our reservations to join you and set sail on these amazing cruises, sunset cruises, luncheon cruises, brunch cruises? Where do we go?
We've got a great website that has, it's called Fair Harbor. It's a booking system that we've been using our own last year or 2 years ago. We set up, it's much easier, much more convenient. You can make your reservations right on that. But we have people standing by in our office from 8 to 5, 7 days a week now that can answer your questions. Some people don't know how to quite use the internet or don't want to use the internet. They can call up and they have their questions answered. What time, where we are, where do you park, where are we having for lunch, where are we having for dinner. We can answer all that. So SOEA.com or 802-862-8300.
Excellent. Hey, we'll see you on board, Mike Shea. Spirit of Ethan Allen's. Everybody wants to be out on the water on the Spirit of Ethan Allen. And I'm so glad to talk to you. We're going to join you on deck very, very soon this season, Mike.
Come join us.
You bet.
Come catch the spirit. Spirit of Ethan Allen.
All right. That's the stuff. Hey, Mike, thank you very, very much indeed for being with us. Mike Shea on board the Spirit of Ethan Allen. Well, he's dockside. The Spirit of Ethan Allen is out there on the lake as we speak. It took off and set sail, cast off at noon, and a bunch of people on there. So that's going to be a fun time. All right. So what am I booking myself into, man? I'm thinking of my wife on the phone. Honey, guess what we're doing?
Food Dude Bruce Newberry.
For us parents, the end of the workday signals the beginning of our other full-time job. The care and feeding of our family. When everybody comes home and everybody's hungry, you can smile when you hear those three little words, "What's for dinner?" Because you know you've got Gaspar's on hand. Gaspar's Linguica and Chorizo, an easy and delicious meal starring your family's favorite. Gaspar's is just what you and your family need after your hard day. Made with lean cuts of quality meats and authentic natural spices, Gaspar's lends a special flavor to so many of your family's favorites. Spaghetti, chili, pizza, sandwiches, omelets, baked beans, soups, so much more. Gaspar's comes in slices, franks, cocktail bites, and the traditional sausage. And Gaspar's Linguica and Chorizo are readily available at all major supermarkets. For all the flavor with less fat and calories, try Gaspar's Turkey Linguica and Chorizo. Gaspar's for over 95 years. It's the Portuguese sausage that the whole world can enjoy. In the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro, brought to you by Perella's Ristorante. Over 30 years in the East Bay, Lou Perella welcomes you. By Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for over 100 years. And by Palmer River Grill, where the Gorman family welcomes you, 382 Market Street, Warren, Rhode Island. On the tastiest talk show this weekend, brought to you by the Wayberry Inn on Mother's Day, 802-388-4015. And the cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream Scoop Shop, scoops and soups, cones and coffee, where every day is special on Williston Road at Commerce Street. So not only is it Mother's Day, but it is also that time of the year when we look around and say, you know, we've been doing this for a while. This happens to be, this weekend, our anniversary on Food Dude Radio. Of Food Dude Radio. By Food Dude Radio and for Food Dude Radio. And by my calculations, we started the show on Mother's Day of 1996. So that means in two more years, we'll be 30. So that would mean that this is our 28th anniversary of Food Dude Radio. Wow. How about that? That is a lot of food. How many meals? If you eat 1,000 meals a year, that's 28,000. Very, very, at the very, very least that we've been chronicling. Must have been more than that. We have eaten our way across this country. What are some of the things that we have been talking about over the past three decades? Well, I looked through the archives and came up with a couple of nuggets that are worth repeating. We don't call them leftovers around here. We refer to them as...
From the Food Dude Archives.
You know who knows everything about everything here at the Big E is Mo Frenier, who is here from the Big E and who is the Big E?
Well, that's me. We are a local agricultural institution.
Yeah.
We have over 175 acres here, and we have over 150 food vendors,
wow,
not including our state buildings, and over 300 straight sale vendors.
So there's 150 kinds of food, not including the food that is in the state buildings like the Rhode Island building and the Vermont building, of which we've already talked about a bunch of the food, and we're going to talk about some more. 150.
150 vendors.
Oh my God.
Thousands of food options.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, if you break it down that way, it's like trying to count the stars. Oh my gosh. So where do you start?
So that's a great question. So we have a list on our website, and the Mass... Live did a clip a couple weeks ago on kind of the new foods and the new hot things to try.
There's like a guy who comes through and literally eats his way through the Big E.
Yes, and they highlight those new products. So obviously being food kind of the base of what brings people in the gate, that is a big part of what we like to see people highlight when they come on the property.
All right, so we've been talking about the chocolate cream puff.
Oh, yes, the chocolate cream puff.
Yes. So why did it take so long to bring out a chocolate cream puff?
Yep, so that's a good question. So the cream puff is our iconic food that is made here on the property. So we have a cream puff bakery in the New England Center, and is what they do is they highlight a different flavor each year. So last year was pumpkin, this
yes.
year's chocolate.
I see. Okay,
so it's a new you. Thing.
Ah, I got you. Okay.
Yes, new. So next year it'll be a different flavor.
Oh, I see. But the pumpkin was just over the top last year.
Though. Absolutely. And I hear there's a little bit of a rumor out there that the new flavor for next year might be a local favorite product of New England, if that gives you any hints. But.
Mm. Gee, what could it be? We'll have, it's not going to be quahog, not going to be calamari. So, but yeah, we'll narrow those down and eliminate those. The other thing we were just talking about with Aaron from Vermont Vacation was the chompers.
Yes.
Talk chomper to me,
yep.
Mo Frenier.
So obviously the difference in our food here is it's unique. So as you come on the property, it's kind of who could make the best crazy item. So the chompers were brought in a few years ago. They're actually one of our newer vendors. And each year they add a different flavor. So they have the shepherd's pie chomper this year is what the new one is.
Oh, well, so, tell me about that. I was off in a completely different direction, Mo.
So basically what they do is they make a product like a chicken parm or a taco. They roll it into a ball, they bread it, and they deep fry it. Everything's deep fried.
Well, so, yeah. That's the point.
Yes. Yes. So each year they try it. We kind of challenge them to come up with a unique new flavor, and that's what they chose this year. And I hear it's been a big hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I heard that the chicken pot pie was... big as well, but that's, is that new or is that not?
Chicken pot pie is the new one this year. Yep.
All right. Which is, and again, it's just kind of everything that you love about a chicken pot pie. And it comes with this roast chicken gravy. That you dip it in.
Yep, so they do a lot of side dipping. So obviously all the flavors have something that you can kind of put on the side. They do a good job pairing them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, that's an option. So it's not mandatory to put it on, but you can get it on the side if you like
it. It is an option. Very good. Fantastic. So your categories are deep fried. And there are some kind of regional type specialties, though? I mean, again, apart from what's in the state buildings.
Yep, absolutely. So we are very fortunate to have a lot of local businesses that are partnered here with us at the Big E.
Yeah.
So our New England Craft Pub is a local provider. Our Worst House is a local provider. So these are local people that own restaurants in the Western Mass area.
Gotcha.
And obviously they do a great job with what they do here. The Harpoon Tent is obviously from our Boston backyard, mm-hmm. is what I would probably call it.
Right.
So they are focusing on those meals from Boston that you could get if you were sitting in the Harpoon Hall. So there's a lot of people that are in Western Mass that have restaurants that have put a unique twist and come to the Big E.
All right, so here we are in the food court at the Big E, and we have gone and done it. We have a tray of chompers. They are they're good size. They're about the size of a good size meatball or a golf ball. Mm-hmm. And they are arancini like.
Absolutely.
Deep fried, and we went for it. We did the bacon cheeseburger.
Yes, we certainly did. Well, after hearing Mo's description this morning, we couldn't skip those, could we?
So here we go.
All right, let's see what we got here. Ooh, that's a good crunch right out the gate.
Mm.
That looks absolutely loaded.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, looks like you got a lot of bacon in there. It looks like it's like, for as densely packed as it is, it doesn't look like it's overly packed on one thing. It looks like you do get a surprisingly good balance.
It does.
Not to mention that fry is, looks like it's golden as all heck. A beautiful crunch. Seems to hold everything together. All right.
Give it a try.
Let me try this thing. Mmm. Wow.
So there you go. As we're listening to an announcement of all of the other foods, the cider bomb, the giant wings. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you definitely do get bacon, cheese, and burger.
Absolutely.
In every bite.
Absolutely. Although this will show where I'm really from. This just reminds me of just a good old clam cake or clam fritter for the rest of the planet, which you're wrong. Just cross with a good burger. Literally, they just took a burger and stuffed it into a clam cake. That's what I'm getting.
So, on this episode of Hot Ones.
Oh yes, indeed. Oh boy.
We're talking to Ben Newberry, who's about to eat not a hot wing but a hot tender here at the Big E. Ben's going to take his first bite. So Ted Tomlin has been trying to get a version of Hot Ones going for the radio. I'm not quite sure how it would work. But so what do we do?
It would be asking me
any sort of random question while you're eating. Okay, well, so take your first bite.
Well, before I do that, I'm going to stall a little bit.
Take your first bite, and then we'll do the interview. So. So are you married?
Not yet. Last I checked.
I see. What? How's your summer been going?
It's been going all right. I'm not acting for the show here, folks. I'm not. Holy cow, that is instant. Whew. Unlike our dear host here, I still have some working taste buds in my mouth.
Hey, I'm the food dude. My taste buds are professional.
I'm sorry.
So what would you say? Is it wicked hot?
Oh, definitely not wicked hot, but it definitely doesn't. It definitely doesn't hold anything back. It will just like it punches it right in the face right away, and it just kind of lingers for a bit.
Okay.
From the Food Dude Archives.
Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.